makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Tuesday, October 14th. The big news in Texans land continues to be the return of Donte Robinson. I talked to the cornerback about returning to practice on Wednesday and his expectations for the week. But before we dive into that, join the Texans cheerleaders for a round of golf and the unveiling of the 2009 cheerleader calendar at Cypresswood Golf Course on Wednesday, October 22nd. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. Donte Robinson hasn't practiced with the Texans since tearing his knee and hamstring on November 4th. This week, he's eligible to come off the physically unable to perform list, and he will start practicing with the team. I talked to Donte today about his return.
Hi, I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Donte Robinson. Donte, this is the first week that you're eligible to practice after going on the PUP list. Talk about your emotions going into this week, especially after Sunday's win over the Dolphins.
I mean, I'm just excited, you know, especially to be coming back after my team has won the first football game. You know, I feel like I'm going to add a piece and, you know, we can get things rolling now. I feel that, you know, I'm the piece that can probably make us a complete football team. So it's exciting, man. You know, I'm ready to get back out here with these guys. I miss playing with them. I miss all the emotions of football. You know, I just miss the atmosphere. And, you know, I'm kind of excited about, you know, for the first time ever, I'm kind of excited about going to practice on Wednesday.
Well, Coach said on Monday that on Wednesday you'll begin practicing probably in a limited capacity. What do you expect that capacity to be?
I don't know. Probably some. Probably work out of the nickel package a little bit. Get some scout team in. I just want to get reps. So whatever I can do and whatever they need me at to come out there and just get some reps and run around a little bit, you know, I'm willing to do. So really don't have any limitations on what I'm gonna do. I just want to go out there and get some work in.
But on Thursday, the coaches will probably decide if you're going to be eligible to play against right. The Lions. What do you think you need to be able to do in order to be on the field on Sunday?
Well, just make plays in practice. You know, that's my whole thing. You know, I feel like I'm a playmaker. So if I'm not making plays, then, you know, I'm not ready. And I just got to go out there and make plays. You know, wherever I am, if I'm on scout team, if I'm playing the nickelback, you know, just making plays. So if I can make a few plays, you know, that'll be good for my psyche.
Well, of course, before the injury last November, you were considered one of the hardest-hitting cover corners in the league. What do you expect of your skill set then coming back?
I expect the same skills, you know, to be there. You know, I expect to still come up and hit and tackle the way I did. I expect to make plays the way I was. You know, I expect everything to be the same. You know, those are expectations that I set for myself. And I didn't work this hard to come back and not be the Donte Robinson that people are used to.
Well, you've been on the sidelines since last November. What do you think is going to be the hardest part of jumping into a game situation?
I have no idea. You know, I really don't know what to expect, you know, because it's been so long since I've been out on the football field. You know, I'll figure out what's easy to me and I'll figure out what's hard to me as soon as I get out on the field, you know. But right now, you know, I'm kind of like... I'm like blind leading the blind. I don't know what to expect. So I'm just going to go out there and run around and hopefully I can run into somebody.
Well, your teammates have been saying what they expect is that you'll be a big spark for this team. What have they been saying to you? Because I know they are very excited to be having you back out there.
I mean, they really don't say too much. You know, everybody's just excited to have me back. You know, the thing that I hear the most is we get 2-3 back next week. We get 2-3 back this week. So guys are excited for me. You know, that makes me feel good to know my teammates are behind me the way they are right now.
They often call you the heart and soul of this defense, and they know that you can provide that.
It'll be a lot of fun, man. I can't wait to get back out there with D'Amico and Mario and Fred and Petey. I can't wait to get back out there with those guys. These are the guys that I've played with for years, and and on the sideline, I've watched them grow. I watched these guys get better every game, so it's going to be exciting to get back out there with those guys.
Well, if it's not Detroit, it'll be soon, and we can't wait to have you, Donte.
Thank you.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no